This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just terrible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you. And I mean that, really a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't bother calling. Seriously, we got so much going on. And as you can hear, my voice is limited to what I can do. And so got some great shows lined up for you tonight. Well, thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there on the website, including give me your email address, because I send out an email every week. I want you to know what's going on, how, when, where, what, why. Seriously. But I really want to get into it. Look, you can help support the show a number of ways. One is you buy the little stuff that we have in the store, right, the Real Side store. You can become a Patreon member. You'll find that, again, on the website, you know, Patreon. And, frankly, you know, the more that I have on my email list, the easier it is to find sponsors because they know that they're going to be seen on my email list every week. So it helps all the way around, as you know, and you've seen. If you've been paying attention and you're not in a coma, you know that there's a lot going on right now where conservatives are being heavily targeted by the, you know, the FBs and Googies of the world. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying over here? All right, so President Trump today. I mean, you got to give him credit. This is like the fourth time, I think, in a matter of 10 days, unlike the administration before his and others. He's actually trying to do something about this gun legislation, trying to do something about the gun laws, trying to do something about keeping our kids safe. And you can laugh and say, yeah, right, because you have the great, you know, I'm not in agreement with him or what have you. Tell me which other ones had these meetings. Open, broadcasted, go ahead and hide now. See, I'm telling you, the guy point. Now there can be no leaks, because the leaks are live. Now you can see who said what about what. You can see how the president acts. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, he doesn't allow people, in any way, he doesn't allow people to slide by or hide now. And he's seen how the swamp operates, and now he's pushing back a different way. But I mean, think about something. He sparred with both Republican and Democrat lawmakers. They televised it. Now, he said, I don't have to agree on everything. It just has to make sense. I've said that a million times in my own business. I didn't have to totally agree with my managers, but if it made sense, if it was something we could make happen, if it was something that we could make work and made the workplace better or more efficient, then we did it. Right? And then the president says he doesn't agree on everything with the NRA either, which is okay also. Look, I got to ask you guys a question. All you guys are going, no, he does this way or else. How many of you guys are in 100% in agreement with your wife? How many of you ladies are in 100% agreement with your husband 100% of the time? Because if you are, why don't you write me a letter so I can openly call you a liar? Seriously. Come on. This is not, I know the word that you guys hate, compromise. I don't believe this is a compromise. I think he's looking for the right answers, and not everybody has the right answers. And you can see people, you know, getting irritated with some of the suggestions that are put on the table because they totally didn't agree with them. But, you know, he's like, I don't care. I agree with them. They make sense to me. And we're going to put them all on the table and figure it out. And I think it was Scalise who came out And you want to put a bill on the table. You want to include in the bill the concealed carry or reciprocity is across the states. So if you had a permit in one state, you could have it pretty much anywhere else. And the president said, no, don't put it in this bill. Because all you're going to do is, slow it down and stop it. You put it in another bill. Make it separate. I'm not for putting everything together like that. Now, again, whether you agree or not really doesn't matter at this point. See, he's shaming them. He's doing the same thing he did with DACA. Right? Oh, I'll tell you what. No, not even. Let's go 1.8 million. Okay, I'll give you over twice as many as you want. So now he owns it. Now the narrative has flipped. Right? Now the narrative is the Democrats don't want to do anything with DACA. Does anybody else see this, or am I just smoking funny stuff that I don't know about? The president actually openly said today at the meeting, I'm a fan of the NRA. He said, there's no bigger fan. He's the biggest one of everything, right? There's no bigger fan. I'm the big fan of the NRA. These are great people. These are great patriots. They love our country, but it doesn't mean I have to agree with them on everything. He's right. Doesn't mean I have to agree with them on everything. During the meeting, which also included prominent Democrats, Trump told House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who is actually a recipient of one of these bullets that we're trying to stop. He told Scalise, not going to happen. If you include in the comprehensive gun bill, if you include the concealed carry reciprocity, not going to work. And again, he said, come on, you got to giggle about it a little bit, right? He said, Steve, I'm your biggest fan in the whole world. I think the bill maybe one day will pass, but it needs to be separate. Okay, and it needs to be agreed upon. The one thing Trump kept saying over and over and over today that I agree with totally, we need to leave it up to the states. We need to allow the states to have a say in this. We need to have the states have the ability to decide what their people want. When was the last time you heard that come out of the White House from a president? Come on, I'll give you time. I may have to give you the whole hour, but I'll give you time to think about it. His comments came as Fox News was learning about White House plans to roll out specific policy proposals on Thursday aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of people who should not have them. Now, look, I know a lot of you are going to get mad at me, but here's the deal. If somebody's been in my house 39 times because I've been violent situation, right, and I'm threatening online to do certain things and all this other stuff. Now, I haven't done any, and as somebody said to me today, well, was he convicted? So do we wait till he pulls the trigger? We need to come up with a sane way. Just like these people say they're going to commit suicide, they put on the 72-hour watch. I don't know. Unlike some of you who are listening to me today, you think you got all the answers? I don't. And I'm willing to admit I don't have all the answers. Hey, stay tight because David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital, going to tell you what you should be doing with your money. Tell me what I should be doing with the little money I have, but we'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yes? Oh, come in, Larry. This is Mr. Montgomery. I met him a few weeks ago in New York.
Oh, how are you? You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
A what?
Well, Prada just told me about a caretaker on Black Island. Negro woman lives in a little shack with a zombie son.
Yes, that's more voodooism, and not very pleasant. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Welcome back. As I always say, I can't stop saying it. Nothing says Americana like Charlie Daniels. I mean, seriously. How can you not hear his music or even see him and not think of the good old U.S. of A.? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. One of my favorite, well, actually, he's like among the top three. My wife's in there, too, so that's good. David Fisher joins us, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on the show with me. And, David, you just get right to it. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Joe. Good to be back with you.
You know, last week we lost. I shouldn't say we lost, you know, because he was such a great influence on our country and on us as a whole, and you and me in particular. You know, Billy Graham went on to be in the great presence of the Lord. I mean, can you imagine? No more mortgage payment, no more car payment. You don't have to worry about whether gold, silver, or anything else is going up or down, right? The man had such an influence on society, though, don't you think?
You know, he's walking on pavement, so to speak, in reference to gold, and he influenced a lot of people's lives. A little personal side note, I personally got saved at a crusade. It wasn't a Billy Graham crusade, but I'm sure the person that gave the crusade that I gave my life to the Lord at age 16 was influenced by Billy Graham. So, you know, I can say, you know, and my salvation probably was indirectly influenced by Billy Graham, and the Graham family, but his life continued to reflect that long after I got saved years ago. And, you know, he was definitely the light and the salt of the earth and touched many people's lives, presidents, heads of state. The list is ongoing.
And he is proof positive that no matter what side of the aisle you're on, he touched everyone. He didn't care whether you were Republican, Democrat, declined, you know, whatever there is. He went up and he prayed for the presidents and he helped them where he could. And he was, I think he was pretty much counsel to the last five or six or seven presidents, maybe even more.
He hung out with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, you know, so forth, just like Jesus did, heads of state, people that were downtrodden, you know, the harlots, the prostitutes. He represented Jesus and touched people. It didn't matter who they were, their background, their walk of life, or their political affiliation.
That's right.
Or the color of their skin.
So, you know, another thing that would ease us a little bit this week, I guess the Congress is not actually actively at work for a couple of days this week because Billy Graham is lying in state, some other things that are going on. But what is on the calendar this week? What should we be, not just paying attention to, what should we be in fear of and praying for?
Well, we're midweek already. Late last week, and since, I'm going to kind of bring a quick recap since it's been almost 2 weeks since we've talked. But last week, the corporate stock buyback numbers came out from Goldman Sachs year to date. What this means, Joe, in simple layman's terms, corporations, companies that have a publicly traded stock are buying their own stock back at record paces. This year is a historic year. It's $171 billion year to date. Put that into perspective, this is double, more than double, over any other previous year, which has averaged $77 billion in the last 10 years. So there's a big influx of corporations buying back their own stock. What does this mean? Well, it means that the non-financial sector, small investors, and pensions are not buying stocks as much as the illusion says that they are. But corporations are the biggest holders in their stocks. And this is now happening because we had a tax bill that went through, and corporations have about 15% plus more money to be able to funnel that money into buying back their corporate stock, which actually drives the stock up.
But David, let me ask you something. So first, they're buying back, so make sure I understand, they're buying back their stock because investors aren't buying it? Because, I mean, that's kind of a phony buzz, isn't it?
Well, when there's a seller, there has to be a buyer. When there's a buyer, there is a seller. Right. So if they're buying something, that means somebody's selling it. Who's selling it? Well, they're not selling their own stock to buy back their own stock. They already have their positions. So obviously the non-financial sector is moving out of stocks now. This is the trend that's happening, contrary to what you're going to hear on CNBC. But this is the report from Goldman Sachs. And Goldman Sachs is one of the largest trading brokerages and banks, if not on Wall Street, but in the world. So they're admitting their own what's happening there, and that's they have a a portion of their company that talks about what this is happening. So this tells us that the independent investor is not fully engaged in putting as much as money in he wants to be in the stock market as he wanted to do last year, because corporations are buying back their stock at huge levels right now in January.
So let's go back to the Fed for a second, David. What do you think of the remarks by Fed Chairman Powell, and what do you think he's going to say to the Senate?
Well, he already talked to the House, and if he says this, I assume he's going to say the same thing that he said to the House, which was yesterday. He's going to talk to the Senate on Thursday, and you know, he confirmed indirectly that we're probably going to have 4 rate hikes. Ooh. The Fed's been saying 3, 3, 3. A couple people have been saying 5, analysts, and there's been a few of the Fed people saying 4, but Powell, in his prepared remarks, said, you know, we're going to stay the course. He talked about we're going to have a gradual removal of accommodation, which means unwinding the Fed's balance sheet. We'll talk about that today. It also means they're going to get the rates towards normal rates, which is 3.5% to 4.5%. The average rate is 5.33%, will still be below the 50-year average. But in his prepared remarks, he was strong about the economy. He said we're going to stick to this path of gradual removal of accommodation. That he also said that the growth in the markets are doing fine, and they're going to continue to strike a balance between avoiding overheating the economy and bringing the price of inflation to 2%. So in other words, what that means is they're going to stay the course. But off the record, when he was talking in his being asked the question in his unprepared portion of his interview before Congress, off the script, he opened the door to a 4th rate hike. He said that, you know, every quarter, every participant at the FOMC, submits projections and what they feel is going to happen in the economy and interest rates. And December, we hit the target. So, but he's saying we might have to up the rates to 4 rates.
Of course, right? Anyway, we'll be back to talk more about that on the other side of the break. I want to understand a little bit more about quantitative easing, you know, and where that plays in. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back more with David Fisher in just a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But, you know, I don't want you to call in, especially when David's on, because you'll take 7 minutes, as usual, to ask a question when we our time's limited to begin with. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's with me and the information he has for us to help us make some financial decisions in our life to make sure we have a few bucks to buy whatever it is we want to buy later on in life. And, David, again, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Absolutely, Joe. Good to be with you on your program once again.
You know, we were talking about the Fed chairman, and you know, one of the terms that I haven't heard you use in a while or anybody, but I would imagine it's not totally gone, is quantitative easing. I can barely spell it, but, you know, I mean, are we doing that to a degree? Are we kind of doing it through the back door, or is it blatant right in front of our faces?
We're not doing it anymore. Quantitative easing was the expanding of the Fed's balance sheet. They started that in 2008 in the financial turmoil that we were in. And so they had to inject money into the system, and they designed this program called quantitative easing, and they did it three times. They did it one, two, and three. In other words, it's the creation of money by using an asset like mortgage-backed securities, by using an asset of treasuries, and then they magnify that money through a fractional reserve system by creating 10 times more money by using this asset, and they put it into the banking system, and then it's supposed to get into the economic environment. It didn't to the full degree that they wanted to. So that quantitative easing is just expanding the available money and making money cheap, and they did that three times. Now, as the old saying, the tide is going out. Now the tide has to come back in. So now the Fed is reversing roles, because through quantitative easing, they expanded their balance sheet. They bought a lot of assets, specifically $4.5 trillion, and they started out with $880 billion. So in the last 10 years, that's how much their balance sheet has ballooned. And in the last 5 years, they've been saying that we're going to unwind or start to sell what you call mortgage-backed securities, but most importantly, treasury bills, to get their balance sheet back to normal. What is normal? Probably under $1 trillion. So they got a long ways to go. Wow. They started this process last September, really kind of didn't affect the markets until at the end of January, February 1st, when we all this market turmoil, that was caused by the Fed selling their balance sheet, the first tranche $27 billion. So they're going to do this month after month, around $20 billion in January, February, and March. Then the second quarter, they're going to up it to $30 billion every month. Third quarter, $40 billion every month. Fourth quarter, $50 billion, and then next year, $50 billion every month, until the Fed deems, and it's probably going to take 2+ years to do this, that their balance sheet is back to normal, which tells us that it is not normal, it's ballooned. So this is what the Fed is doing. So quantitative easing is, we're way on the backside of this. Now this is getting rid of the U.S. dollar. So think about that for a second, Joe. Our own central bank, who's become the largest holder of the U.S. dollar in the form of treasuries, now is becoming the biggest seller of the treasuries or the U.S. dollar. What kind of signal does this send to the rest of the world?
that the faith and trust might be a risk?
Well, so I'm going to share some facts today. This is causing some problems. I've said on your program, we've been with each other for a couple of years.
Yep.
And I said in January of last year, I fully support President Trump, his agenda. I might not like how he goes about and delivers his message, the package, and how he delivers it. Not all the time. Sometimes I disagree. But the message, the true message, I really like. But I said this. You're going to have a booming stock market. We're going to have a bull market in gold, and we had both. But I said what's going to happen is the debt of our country is going to take it on the shorts.
Yep.
And that's exactly what is happening. In fact, getting ready to buckle your seatbelt here for a second. Do you know this? That we are now spent last year per minute as a country. Guess how much we spent per minute.
Per minute? It's got to be in the hundreds of millions.
Not even close.
Oh.
I said on another national radio program, I was off because I read a report that it was $1.2 trillion a minute.
Okay.
I was way off on that. Way, way off.
Uh-oh.
And here's why I know I'm way off. Because since last week, and now, the Treasury came out with his annual report. Just like a corporation puts out an annual report,
yeah,
the Treasury puts out the annual report. How much money, the government, not the Treasury, the government puts out its annual report. How much they're spending, how much they're bringing in revenue, what's their assets and their liabilities. You ready?
Yeah. I got pillows all around me, so when I fall out of the chair, I'll be fine.
$1.2 trillion we lost, our government lost last year in 2017. This is not a,
What do you mean by, like, they lost it? I mean, what, did they invest it and they lost that money?
We overspent as a country more than revenue. We took in the most amount of revenue in the history of our government, $3.3 trillion.
All right.
We spent more money than we took in, and we still managed as a corporation with a balance sheet, which is really how you should look at our country.
Right.
We lost $1.2 trillion.
Wow.
Consider this. It was a great year, a banner year. I mean, even this is on page I of the Treasury report that just came out last week. In fact, their introductory letter, the Treasury was proudly stating the country enjoyed a pickup of economic growth in 2007. Unemployment is lowest level since February 2001. Consumer business confidence is at a two-decade high, and inflation is low and stable. And our country lost $1.2 trillion. We weren't at war. We weren't in a financial crisis. We didn't have a bad year. We weren't in a recession. So imagine what's going to happen when this whole business cycle, and we're at the end of it, this boom starts to come to an end. It's going to be horrendous. And on page 55 of their report, it says how much liability we have, and that's $20.4 trillion. When you add on page 55, and what they're referring to is the national debt, but on page 58 of the government's report, they're saying we're $49 trillion more in the hole, plus the $21 trillion. $49 trillion, which is just Social Security and Medicaid. So we are totally $70 trillion in debt by the government's own admittance, and we can't manage that. This is, you know, what I'm not suggesting, Joe, is the sky's not going to fall tomorrow. We're not going to have an imminent disaster striking, you know, next month or anything like that. But a rational person who needs to look at the pages of history, and we'll find dozen examples of dominant powers that have been crippled by excessive debt, countries that have come to their knees because of this. This might not happen next 6 months or a year from now, but it will have an utterly impact on us. We can't be fooled into thinking that this time is different. It is not. It's going to be the same unless we get our financial house in order. But we're not doing anything to do that. That's the problem.
Well, what's interesting about this is everybody is, it's back to the emotion again. He's all caught up in the emotion of what President Trump is doing for the country, doing for the economy, doing, you know, for everybody. And people feel like they've got a few extra bucks. So I think, you know, it's a mindset, and we're not paying attention to the debt that's being pushed out further and further and further. Is that a bad way to say it, or am I on?
No, that's exactly what's happening. And there's nothing wrong with that. President Trump's doing what he had to do. The plate that he was delivered to him, he had to do something with that. And you know, I give him a lot of accolades. What they didn't do right, in my opinion, is the Republicans spent like crazy here recently. They did something that's unheard of. And it's, you know, because they've been talking for under 8 years of Democratic leadership. You can't spend. It'll be on our children or grandchildren. They ignored all that verbiage. We're spending way more as Congress than under President Obama. I mean, it doesn't even come close. And the Treasury is sufficing in issuing notes. And we'll talk about that after the break. But getting back to what you're saying, you know, in good times, we tend to forget about the bad times and what caused the bad times. And we start doing the same bad behavior that led up to that bad time.
But, David, you know, part of this is a mindset that, you know, most people live above their means, right? I mean, they're using their credit cards, they use their house, they use whatever. So to them, we've gotten a mindset in this country that the normality is to be in debt. There's nothing wrong with being in debt because I'm in debt. I just pay it off every week. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of where we've gone when we shouldn't go in that direction, I guess is kind of what I'm saying. But let's talk about that on the other side of the break. We're also going to talk about whether we should be talking about precious metals, you know, sticking cash in your backyard, burying it like I like to say all the time. You know, what can we do to kind of give us a little bit of a buffer against all of this? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is going absolutely nowhere. He'll be with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Baby, ain't nothing going to help. We don't get our finances in order. You know what I'm saying? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy when he's on with me because in plain, simple English, he lets us know what we have to do to take care of our finances, to take care of ourselves, and to make sure we have a few bucks to have a couple of cigars and a couple of nice barbecues later on in life. Anyway, David, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely. You know, the Treasury is trying to help out in all this problem that we just talked about. And just keep in mind, Joe, that the Treasury is there to issue a piece of paper called a Treasury note or a Treasury bond. Some people call it a Treasury bill. They're all the same thing, just different terminology. And that gets issued when the government doesn't have enough money. So obviously the government has not had enough money here recently, and it's overspending, so we issue a treasury, and somebody hopefully will buy that treasury on Wall Street when it gets auctioned off, and then they hold that, and the treasury, when that note comes due, let's say it's 5 years or 10 years, then they get paid not only the money they put into it, but the yield or the interest on that, which is going to fluctuate. That's what Wall Street determines. So here's the problem. As our debt's been going up, the largest holder of our debt, the Fed, is now selling. China, the second largest holder a month ago, said we're going to stop buying treasuries and maybe start selling them. This sent the markets haywire. While that's happening is when the Fed is unwinding their treasuries and selling it back to the treasury, where's the money that the treasury has to pay for that note that the Fed is selling? Here's the problem. They have to create more notes, the treasury does, to pay for that money that the Fed is selling, which last month was $16 billion. And so it's really, when by definition and structure, it's a legal Ponzi scheme is what's happening. I mean, this is, if you took the government and the treasury out of it and you said a corporation is do this, people go to jail for this. Now, I'm not putting down our country. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying this is the structure of it, and eventually it's not going to work, and we might be in that era because never before in the history of our country has the Fed been selling as much treasuries as they've been selling, while the largest holder before that, China, is doing the same. This is why you're seeing market turmoil. So the problem is now the treasury has to compensate, and here's the numbers. Looking at the short term, last week, the Treasury had to create another $258 billion of treasuries. Let's put that into perspective. It took 188 years for a government of operations for a country to go into debt at the $258 billion level, and our Treasury just issued that in a week.
Wow.
So, to say that we can get out of this mess is we're digging the hole deeper. The Treasury announced 2 weeks ago, before this, that they're going to have a shortfall of $1.16 trillion that they have to create more of this year. It's the biggest increase in Treasury history since the beginning of the Treasury's been around. So we're in this environment that this is all going to collide. Somebody at the end of the day has to hold the Treasuries. What does this mean? Well, it means that that's why rates are going up. That's why the Fed is raising interest rates. That's why yields in the treasuries are going up. And as they continue to do so, what's going to happen is the safe haven, once again, will be gold. Because when you look at gold and the national debt, it's gone tit for tat since the year 2000 until we get to 2011. Then gold spiked because it was the fear trade. And then it pulled back, but now it's tit for tat again. So the debt's going to go up. Gold's going to start moving up, and we're going to have, and I said this before, but I'm going to say, mark my words, in the next year to 2 years, we're going to have a financial crisis on our hand at somebody having to hold our debt, because the trend has now started that we're going to be facing a brick wall somewhere along the line. Rates have to go enormously high to attract money, or we have to drive the dollar down a whole bunch to make and pay down our debt with devalued dollars. Some of that's going to happen. Either way, the place is to have some gold in your portfolio.
But David, isn't some of the companies bringing their money back to the country and new facilities here, bringing more jobs on? Is that going to help at all towards this?
Sure. $3 trillion is what the projection was. Let's be realistic. It'll probably be more like $2 trillion. But let's just say if it's $4 trillion, and it was much better than we all thought. $4 trillion of job growth is not going to be enough to suffice the structure that we're talking about. I don't want to be doomsday or glooming. It will help, but it's not enough. It's not even close to enough. And this philosophy of let's spend more to create economic growth, last time I checked, you can't go into debt to get out of debt. It doesn't work that way. It's a mathematical improbability. My dad served with Reagan, and it didn't work under Reagan. He went into office with $550 billion of national debt, and the GDP, or how much we brought in as revenue, was 24%. When he left office, it was $2.2 trillion and 64% GDP. It didn't work.
Right.
Yeah, we created a lot of jobs, created economic growth, and individuals made a great livelihood, and we're going to see all that. as long as we don't have a financial crisis, I don't think we're going to have them because the economy is very strong right now. That's the leading player in this whole movie scene. The other ones are going to come to the forefront. That's the Fed, that's the Treasury, and that's the government debt. They're going to take over the leading forefront of this scene and dwarf the economy and stifle that out because you, at the end of the day, you have to service your debt. And that's where the problem is going to start to come to realization about a year from now.
Yep. No, I hear you. I just, you know, all the stuff that comes at us, and as I said in the last segment, the way we've been brought up, the way we've been brought up to look at debt, to look at, you know, funny how you're talking about that, people using credit cards to make payments on their other credit cards, and even some, you know, taking cash advances to make mortgage payments. You know, that eventually that spiral comes to an end, you know, because you can't keep, you know, you can't keep borrowing enough against your cards to make payments against your cards. It's just, it's not funny. It's sad, but it is funny. You know?
Yeah, and that's what happened and came to full roost in 2008. It all caught up when the downturn happened. When we have a downturn, it's going to catch up to our country. It won't work. And this is what I'm saying. Prepare. Get your debt in. Here's some practical things. Get your credit card debt erased. Get your debt under control. I know we have a home. Make sure you're not upside down in your home. Don't buy extravagant things that you can't afford because bad times are going to come again. And we don't think they are when we have such good times, but Scripture says, hey, when the good times are there, the 7 years put away for the bad 7 years that you're going to have. It is a biblical system that history has proven that the Bible is true in this, and I don't want to talk, get on my preaching soapbox here, but it's an economic truth, too. Just put some money away and take care of your debt during this time and get some gold in your portfolio. I'm not telling you to get all your money out of the stock market. I'm just saying diversify and get your debt under control.
Yeah, and again, it's hard for a lot of people that I've spoken with, you know, that have been living off of that, and they just need to work at getting their life under control, as you just said. Don't buy that blank if you actually don't need that blank. All right. So how do people get a hold of your free 2018 white paper titled, Time is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First?
Yeah, I know it sounds sad. Funny, there's a lot of bubbles out there, and one of them's going to burst. That's caused this before, and two bubbles burst and then caused a major change in 2008. We're seeing the same things. Then call us by 844-715-7311. Or for your dad, 844-715-7311. Or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com. And they also can get the new newsletter. The Fed is selling. The government is spending. The Treasury is creating. Are these three bubbles bursting? That'll tell you a lot about what we talked about today.
Well, David, you know, I do always appreciate the time that you're on with me. And I tell people all the time, you know, even though you're a precious metals guy, the thing I love about you is that you don't push people just in that direction. You know, you set up the whole fourfold kind of scenario, and I like the approach you take, which is, you know, real estate, actual cash money, precious metals, and stocks and bonds, right?
You know, Scripture says a portion to seven, a portion to eight, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. It'd be very unwise to put all your money into gold. It'd be very unwise to have all your money in paper. But somewhere in there, there's a balance, and we can help figure out that balance with you depending upon what your goals are, what your belief system is, and to be properly balanced, because the coming challenge is going to be here. It's not a matter of if, but when.
Yeah, and people, you know, it's never too young to start teaching your kids, right? I mean, your teenagers, at an early age. I used to take my kids to the bank every Saturday. And you talk about old fashioned, right? They didn't have bank books like they had when I was a kid, but I would take all the kids, give them chores to do, and then on Friday I'd pay them, you know, like the rest of us get paid, and we'd go down to the bank every Saturday afternoon. And they would put the money in their savings account. And they got, you know, I got them a receipt so they could see their money growing, and we would talk about what they wanted to do. And I got to tell you, you know, a couple of them grabbed it and ran with it. They're not all going to do what you tell them to do. Obviously, kids have their own minds. But, you know, today a lot of them or a couple of them have taken that and run with it and understand how it works. So, again, start young. These are things that are hard to get out of you when you're older and you've picked up these bad habits for 40 years or 50 years or whatever there is, right? Quickly.
Absolutely. You know, if we followed those great principles as a country and as individuals, we wouldn't probably be talking about these things on your show.
No kidding. David, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with
Clearly.
Me.
And you just continue.
I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?